5 weeks ago, I started writing about leadership strategies during pre-election scary season. That was before RBG passed, before the debate debacle, and before the president's sickness. With the year 2020 that just keeps coming, and with Trump's penchant for creating drama that sells, it would be crazy to think that crazy is done happening. Seatbelts on as you lead in these times. I offer a short movie clip and this presidential example that's right in front of us to make one point about those who lead with their best self. Those who lead with their best self tell the truth. To others, yes. Yet perhaps the biggest lie we leaders tell is the one we tell ourselves when we are in authority. And no one ever said it better than Colonel Jessup, Jack Nicholson, in A Few Good Men. Treat yourself to the first minute or the 2 minutes, if you'd like to hear the whole clip.
You snotty little bastard.
Your Honor, I'd like to ask for a recess.
I'd like an answer to the question, Judge.
The clerk will wait for an answer.
If Lieutenant Kendrick gave an order that Santiago wasn't to be touched, then why did he have to be transferred? Colonel, Lieutenant Kendrick ordered the code red, didn't he? Because that's what you told Lieutenant Kendrick to do.
Object!
When it went bad, you cut these guys loose!
Your Honor, you had
targets inside a body transport!
Your Honor, you doctored the logbook!
Dad,
you coerced the doctor!
Consider yourself in contempt!
Colonel Jessup, did you order the code red?
You don't have to answer that question.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth! Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's gonna do it? You? You, Lieutenant Weinberg? I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You weep for Santiago and you curse the Marines. You have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know, that Santiago's death, while tragic, probably saved lives. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties, you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as the backbone of a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline. I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom that I provide and then questions the manner in which I provide it. I would rather you just said thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you pick up a weapon and stand a post. Either way, I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
Did you order the code red?
I did the job.
Did you order the code red?
You're goddamn right I did!
To repeat Lieutenant Caffey's brilliant language, he blares at Jessup on the witness stand, "I want the truth," and Jessup snaps back, "You can't handle the truth." This is the greatest leadership lie, that others can't handle the truth. The leader justifies that he or she can lie, and then lie about the lie, because others can't handle the truth. Who can't handle the truth? Trump told the truth to Bob Woodward on February 7th that he knew at that time that the coronavirus was much worse than the flu. Less than 3 weeks later, he told the public that we should treat it like the flu and continue to downplay the scope of the risk it posed. In late March, he told Woodward that he had been intentionally playing it down because he, quote, didn't want to create a panic. Or he might well have said, they can't handle the truth. This weekend, his doctors either chose to be spin doctors or he is forcing them to spin. Lies beget more lies. Was he on oxygen or not? It's a simple question. And lies undermine leadership trust. We all hope Donald Trump will heal, or certainly we all should. But we are adults who can understand facts, especially from some of the most educated doctors on the planet. We can handle the truth. My point is not to get political here, but to use this political example to see that we all face choices like this. When a student complains to me about an unfair question or a client reminds me of something I said, my human nature offers me an out. To hide, obfuscate, spin, effectively to lie. I should at least tell the truth to myself about, or before, I go out and lie about it. Am I really protecting them? Ensuring their trust in the system? Or am I protecting myself from my own fear and discomfort at explaining or remediating? A best self leader doesn't ask others to deal with the leader's insecurity and pain. They face their challenges and invite others to rise to face their own. Young children can't handle the truth. Children, preteens, they can't handle the full truth. If that's who you're leading, I get that you make exceptions to how much of the truth you disclose and at what pace. Adults can and should be allowed to handle the truth. We have some hard truths to face: climate change, technology's elimination of jobs, the competitiveness of a global economy, COVID, Black Lives Matter. Your job as a leader is to help people truly understand these forces so they can do what they can do to manage them. Begin by telling yourself the truth as you lead with your best self.